RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of The Lunchbox, noon until 2, Mondays to Fridays on Today Radio, and I am your host of Song 2. For episode 3, season 3 of Song 2, we are this week heading into double-denimed poodle rock territory. New Jersey bound we go as we lap up the monumental rock anthem, You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi. This iconic track captured the hearts of many in 1986 when it was first released as the lead single from their classic album Slippery When Wet, cementing its way into the foundations of rock and roll history. Let's already address the air guitaring elephant in the room, if you will. Living on a Prayer would go on to become the biggest seller, yes, but that track's success is built on the template set on this absolute corker. And to think, it was very nearly not a Bon Jovi song at all. For their first 3 years on the road and desperate to make dents into the bigger leagues, Bon Jovi were strictly an opening act band. Their first two albums sold decently enough, with some singles charting in the US and the UK, though none had done any better than the up-until-then career best of Runaway. In 1984, Bon Jovi reached number 39 in the US with Runaway from their debut self-titled album. The band was big, yes, in the New Jersey area, but got little attention elsewhere. The group was signed by a PolyGram Records executive named Derek Shulman, who at the time said, "I saw the drive and the ambition of John Bon Jovi, despite the fact that he could only sing five notes, and most of them out of tune." One night, while Bon Jovi were on tour with Kiss in Europe, frontman Paul Stanley suggested that Bon Jovi work with Desmond Child, a songwriter who'd been working with Kiss for a few years at that time. John Bon Jovi was more than a little reluctant, seeing his band as more serious than Child's supposed pop chops. But having taken a look at the success of I Was Made for Loving You, he went along with Stanley's suggestion and opted to give Child a call. Working with Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora, Child basically set about plagiarising himself. No joke. Back in 1986, Child wrote If You Were a Woman and I Was a Man, a Jim Steinman-produced synth-rock single for Bonnie Tyler. If You Were a Woman did okay in Europe, but only made it to number 77 on the Hot 100 in the US. Child thought the song deserved better than this modest audience. Bringing it to Bon Jovi, they decided on keeping the same melody, but rewriting the lyrics with John and Sambora. In an interview with Desmond Child, the Tennessean said, "The very first day we got together, we wrote You Give Love a Bad Name. Then a few weeks later, we wrote Living on a Prayer. It was a magical collaboration, and there was an instant chemistry between us." Speaking further to the Tennessean, Child said it happened very quickly. "I started playing a riff on the piano, and then Richie said, 'Well, that doesn't sound like rock.' To which I replied, 'Just play the riff, but chug it with a kind of like distorted guitar feel.'" Child would go on to describe the sessions as being just magic. One of the wonderful things that can happen, you walk into a room and you have chemistry with people you've never met before. It just is instant. With me and John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora, we had instant chemistry. Bon Jovi, Child and Sambora wrote in the basement of Sambora's mother's house in New Jersey. Child remembers walking down into that basement, which he recalls giving off a Silence of the Lambs vibe. Child came up with the title and John immediately thought up the first line, Shot Through the Heart. From there, they put the rest of the song together, using Shot Through the Heart as a working title. The song ended up being about a guy whose girlfriend is really bad for him. Common material, yes, but with a catchy way of saying the same old trope, it stuck. Bon Jovi had dated actress Diane Lane in the mid-80s, and there were rumours that she was the inspiration for this song. But the lyrical inspiration is said instead to have been born from a more universal feeling. Upon its release, You Give Love a Bad Name quickly climbed the charts and propelled Bon Jovi to superstardom. The song's immense success catapulted the band into the mainstream, solidifying their position in the rock music scene. It gained them a loyal fan base and set the stage for their subsequent chart-topping hits, contributing significantly to their enduring legacy. In fact, just a few weeks after locking in Bad Name, the trio smashed out Living on a Prayer and a large chunk of what would go on to become Slippery When Wet. Bon Jovi recorded You Give Love a Bad Name and the rest of their Slippery When Wet album in Vancouver with Bruce Fairbairn, a producer who'd gotten a big sound out of bands like Loverboy and Crocus. Loverboy, incidentally, being the second occasion that the song was nearly never a Bon Jovi hit. The initial idea was for John to write the song with Child and pass it on. However, good sense won out in the end, it seems. Bon Jovi got the idea for the album's title while watching a shower act at a strip club. Like the rest of the LP, You Give Love a Bad Name sounds absolutely huge. It's not a quiet, reserved song, really, is it? There's little to no subtlety in Bon Jovi's vocal, but the song doesn't call for subtlety. It's a head back and shout into the storm type affair. With its catchy chorus and powerful playing, You Give Love a Bad Name firmly set out what would become Bon Jovi's signature sound, having a not insignificant influence to shaping the rock music genre and paved the way for Bon Jovi to become one of the most influential and commercially successful rock acts of the 1980s and beyond. In putting this episode together, we spent too much time singing into a hairbrush, but we also took in articles on AmericanSongwriter.com, OldTimeMusic.com, StereoGum.com, YouDiscoverMusic, SongFacts.com, a video profile on Desmond Child via TheTennessean.com, CMF Radio, Wiki, and USToday.com. Don't forget to drop us a review, hit 5 on the star rating, and the next time you are in a music conversation with someone, anyone really, try them out on what we are about. See where it takes you. Thanks for having listened to and supporting Song 2. If you would like to contribute to the series or become a show sponsor, do get in touch. We would love to have you on board. This week's edition of Song 2 was researched, written, voiced, edited, and produced by me, Stephen Stepslow, for Today Radio. Cheers.